This is an AI-generated reading of Post 58 Great Art Sows the Will to Art, Prepri. When old age shall this generation waste, thou shalt remain in midst of other woe than ours, a friend to man to whom thou sayst, beauty is truth, truth beauty. That is all ye know on earth and all ye need to know. Last stanza of Ode on a Grecian Urn by John Keats. It's commonly said that great art is the one that makes you feel something. But recently I realized that great art also plants a desire to make similar art yourself. It might not be that all people are affected this way, maybe just those who tend to be more creative, but it's definitely something I see as true in myself and others close to me. Another related insight is that great art can really be anything. I actually have a great example of this in this very same series of posts I'm doing here. As I mentioned in my first entry, I'm directly following the example of Visa, who has done almost 1,000 word vomit posts so far, with most of them being only one day apart. I read his motivation for doing so, and then read a bit of his first vomits, still catching up, and the inspiration blossomed in me. Man, I really want to do something like that. It seems so cool. If you think about it, what was the art there? Was it maybe his first introductory post or the first few vomits? No, I don't think so. They were definitely informative and somewhat motivational. But the true inspiration came when I saw he'd written so many posts. I admired the sheer willpower it must have taken him, the almost incomprehensible determination. I realized these were qualities I wanted to see in myself, and this seemed like an excellent way to develop them. So what was the art there? It wasn't really any tangible artifact. Rather, for me, it was the process itself. The artifacts are just the receipts, proof that he did the work. Whenever I think of art, I always think of paintings or poetry, theater. It's always an artifact, always something measurable, quantifiable, that belongs to a well-defined category. Most of us have been taught through our culture to regard these concrete things as proper art. But what if we allow for anything to be art? Every time you feel inspired by something or someone that's art, you're realizing a beauty that resonates with you. One that you can feel right there, barely out of reach. But if you stretch, the sunset is art, as is the sunrise, or a night sky full of stars. The way a skilled barista makes a coffee is art, as is the way a good tennis player moves on the court, as is how a bird flies. All art. I can think of many examples when I saw something that inspired me to do something similar myself. The first one that comes to mind, probably because I was talking about games in my last post, is Dwarf Fortress. The fascination I felt with that game, the depth of the simulation, and more than anything, the emergent gameplay gave rise to an itch to create something like it, which ultimately resulted in my deciding to go for a computer science degree in college. I still haven't done anything similar to DF though, or I remember when, during my master's degree, I was feeling a bit overwhelmed with everything, and one of my favorite escapes became reading the Saga comics. When I had some time to chill, I would sit down and read, and slowly I started feeling like I wanted to learn to draw so I could make similar comics myself and share perhaps a little bit of what I was feeling with others. Another example was when I first read The Silmarillion. The depth, I frequently felt like I wanted to drop everything and just dedicate myself to writing a sprawling epic that would take all my life to complete. The nice thing is that there are inspirations like this almost every day. All around us we see beautiful things that help us be more in the present. And sometimes they even gift us with the wish to give others the same experience. This last part is core. I think gifting others the same experience that I am receiving. Not because I want fame or riches, but just because I think this is awesome and I want you to feel awesome as well, reflecting on it. I did act on all of these inspirations I listed here. I have started more games than I care to count. I have started online drawing classes a couple of times. And yes, I have started writing stories. Sometimes the inspirations actually stick, but sometimes they don't. I think there's a balance that must be reached between excitement, effort, and perception of progress. If any of these three subsides, then the whole effort comes tumbling down. For example, with all three of these, I did eventually abandon them due to frustration with progress. Of course, it's also partially my fault for wanting to be Actually, an interesting anecdote comes to mind. I mentioned Dwarf Fortress and wanting to make a similar game, but really I became curious about programming much, much earlier than that, and I even tried my hand at learning it multiple times. But I always became too confused by all the options and not really knowing what to do, and I eventually desisted. It wasn't really until starting CS in college that it clicked for me. Once I had the proper guidance, I started thinking, oh, this is really easy. To be fair, I have always had a knack for logic puzzles, and programming is no different. This really goes back to what I was saying before about being autodidactic. Maybe I have tried drawing, writing, game dev, and gave up in frustration. But maybe that frustration is just because I had no base upon which to build. For example, now in programming, I can learn new related things with ease because I already have a well-nurtured tree to which I can attach new knowledge. But what if the tree is not there at all? What if the inspiration is just like a seed, a sprout? It's like for these things I'm trying to learn as I go, and just maybe that style of learning is not what works best for me. Maybe I should consider actually taking some courses for these things. Part of me wants to, while another part is ashamed of my lack of skill. Yeah, I know, quite a silly behavior on my part. And yet another is throwing up excuses screaming that I don't have time. They are excuses though. I have been thinking a lot lately about how we tend to not do what we say we want to do, and this is a perfect example of it.